looked at it here. I've often wondered, what would the South be here in the United States without air conditioning? Honestly, what would it be? What would the world be without refrigeration and air conditioning? Or what if your rates for those things were multiples of what they are today? Well, under the Joe Biden plan and the Green New Deal plan and the EPA, well, that's not theoretical anymore. It's going to happen. That's right. They're going to ban the products that keep your house cool and your food cold. Greg Wrightstone is a geologist and the best-selling author of Inconvenient Facts, a science that Al Gore doesn't want you to know. Gregory, welcome back to the program.
Oh, thanks. Great to be back on with you, Steve. And I'll just let you know that we got a big shout-out from Candace Owens on Friday on her weekly podcast. He recommended Inconvenient Facts. She said that every child in America needs to read this book. So it's just exploded over the last week to number one bestseller in several categories on Amazon. So, and thanks to you too for having me back on.
Well, we appreciate you being here. We've talked about your book for a period of time, a number of years actually you've been here. But how on earth is America going to function? And I say this in all seriousness, because we're going to ban these hydrofluorocarbons, apparently, linked to global warming by, you know, those on the left and the Green New Deal folks. Is China going to ban hydrofluorocarbons? Is Brazil or the other countries of the world going to ban this stuff? Or are we going to be the only ones, you know, punishing ourselves once again?
It's likely going to be just us in the West. Yeah, these chlorofluorocarbons are what we're using for an air conditioning right now. Every single person in your audience has an air conditioner that's cooling their homes. I mean, you've got one in the vast Gruber family estate, I'm sure. But when you walk out on your veranda overlooking the upper vineyards, you know, you can probably hear your air conditioning running.
Well, but I try to keep the quiet.
What they're going
to
do, they're going to ban those.
Yeah.
And they're going to ban those and replace them, these CFCs, with what are called CFOs. And why are they doing that? Why is it being pushed? The two companies that are responsible for manufacturing most of these things, the patents have run out on the CFCs. So no longer can they make exorbitant profits on them. The new patents are on these new things called CFOs. So now they can impose significantly higher costs for these to cool your home. And when your air conditioner that you've got that's cooling your home right now, when it finally, it's got a life on it. Maybe it's 15 or 20 years or less or more, but sooner or later it's going to need replaced.
Right.
And it will have to be replaced by one of these new air conditioners using the new coolants, because it's going to be much more expensive to replace it. And it's going to be much more expensive to replace the coolants that are required to run it.
So, okay. So what? We're going to have the government then come along and say, well, if you make less than $100,000 a year, you got to have coolant. We'll pay for that. If you have a refrigeration system that's old, then we'll replace that. We'll pay for it. I mean, how does this make any sense? No. And hold on, let me back up. How dangerous? Because here's the headline from the New York Times: the EPA to sharply limit powerful greenhouse gases. Moving quickly to limit hydrofluorocarbons, the earth-warming chemicals used in air conditioning and refrigeration. I mean, to read the New York Times, my God, keeping the milk cold is killing us.
Yeah, and they're it boggles the mind. It just your head sometimes feels like it's got to explode, because on one hand they're telling us global warming is going to kill us with increasing heat waves, and it's going to be terrible, and people won't be able to survive because it's too hot. And that also, they've also said that we're going to need extensive additional air conditioning for these warmer areas to allow people to survive. Now they're saying, well, yeah, but we're going to have to increase costs to these third world countries that need it the worst. I don't understand that. It's crazy. But that's what they're going to do. They're going to impose it. The legislation is included here. The initial regulations were put in place some 6 months ago, or actually 9 months ago. And we've already seen that the automobile companies have already started implementing that. You might notice that some of the grills on the front of these trucks and cars, seem like they've really expanded, and that's because this new they've already adopted some of this new cooling technique and uses. And they're less efficient, so they need more airflow to cool the engines.
So if they're less efficient, hold on. If they're less efficient, do they take more energy to run? Because if it takes more energy, wouldn't that be greenhouse incompatible? I'm just trying to understand it
exactly. Exactly. They do require more energy, which will then give up more greenhouse gases, more CO2. And I'm okay with more CO2, as you know, because I love CO2. I'm a big
makes things grow.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I'm a big fan of the benefits of increasing CO2. Without any doubt, CO2 is benefiting the Earth and humanity, and we should celebrate that. So whatever anything you're doing to try and decrease that, it's just contrary to what's beneficial for humanity and the Earth's ecosystems.
All right, so we were talking before we came on here. You say this is a done deal. There's no going back the other way. It's all done. Republicans are on board, and so it's just another cave to the left. To me, it's disappointing because I don't know that the refrigerants are... I mean, they used to tell us about holes in the ozone. They used to tell us about acid rain. They used to have all these that proved to be completely false for the most part in the end. You know, acid rain was going to make all the lakes in northern Michigan be toxic. All the fish would be dead. The hole in the ozone, it was going to be like we were the ant pile and the kid had the magnifying glass on Earth. It was all just going to kill us all. It didn't happen, did it?
No, the ozone hole's the same size as it was 20 years ago before we did all that. And the problem I have, people like John Kennedy... the senators, Republican senators in Louisiana and Texas are all on board with this because these companies, Honeywell and Chemours, that create these things, they're based in Louisiana and Texas. So, of course, they're going to do what's best for the big companies out of their states. That is what disappoints me the most, Steve, about this is the Republicans are they're just not very well educated on climate change in terms of. And I'm trying to make a change since I'm with the CO2 Coalition. We're trying to arrange seminars and meetings with some of the senators and congressmen to try and educate them. I'm hopeful we'll be able to get to them and educate them about the truth about climate change.
Right.
Well, they need to know because they just don't.
It's gonna be another kick in the backside for those that want lights and heat and air conditioning because, well, it's another price increase and another hit. Gregory Wrightstone, the book, Inconvenient Facts, The Science That Al Gore Doesn't Want You to Know. It's been around for a while. Apparently it's easy to find again because it's out there at the top of the bestseller lists. Always a pleasure. If you've got a website, Gregory, share it with the good folks.
I'm going to give you the CO2 Coalition. You can learn more about us there, co2coalition.org, or my own website's inconvenientfacts.xyz. So learn more and celebrate the warmth, celebrate CO2.
There you go. Gregory Wrightstone, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much. Quick break here on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing is going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your electric bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com. WellConnectSaves.com or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
Raise your health IQ on everything in school sports, from concussions to nutrition and much, much more, at the health and safety page of the MHSAA website. You can download information and take a variety of free online health courses. It's the hub dedicated to helping schools provide a healthy participation environment for student athletes. Just click health and safety from the homepage of the MHSAA website. A message from the MHSAA promoting the value and values of educational athletics.